guess who's back? Well, you don't have to guess because by pressing play, you already know. I want to sincerely thank each of you for continuing on in this journey of Majored in Me. Every like, subscription, share, and monetary donation were sincerely appreciated and propelled me forward to create this new season of the show. Again, thanks. Before you start the episode, allow me to remind you that it's the fall of 2007 and Tristan is now in his second year at Hamilton University. So Tristan has a little more adulting experience under his belt. But trust and believe he's still fumbling his way through adulthood. All right, enough chit-chat. Enjoy the episode. Okay, let's see what I look like. Oof, I look rough. All this shit is too big now. Especially my pants. I look like I could fit a Buick in these jeans with all this extra room. And I'm not sure where my hairline is. I know it's been a minute since I got a cut, but damn. Maybe it's not too late to cancel. I'm not even hungry, and I really just want to lay down in this bed and go to sleep anyway. But I can't cancel. Dad and Jordan would be so disappointed, and Denise would kill me for making her miss a home-cooked meal. I'm probably just being dramatic. No choice but to go now. She's here.
Hey, friend, you ready?
I think so. Do I look okay?
I mean, you could use a haircut. Your eyes got more bags than a coach door, and you're definitely thinner than usual. But all things considered, not too bad.
Well, damn. You know, sometimes you can tell me a white lie and say I look good.
Oh, so you want me to be fake? You know I can't do that.
Clearly. Let's go. Denise, you know this is my third time trying to have a drama-free dinner at my dad's house? If shit goes left this time, I'm done trying to go over there.
Oh, will you relax? Third time's a charm, right? And besides, I feel like you and your dad are in such a better place today that he wouldn't dare let anything pop off.
We'll see.
Okay, now stop. What was that noise?
Shit. Can she really hear them? What noise?
I guess nothing.
Cool. She bought that. Now, Tristan, try walking with your legs not rubbing together.
All right, hold up. It's you. What are you wearing that's making that noise?
Damn, I knew this was going to be a problem. Denise, it's nothing really.
Tristan, come on now.
Fine. I'm wearing swim trunks under my pants.
You're what? Why?
It's been rough, okay? I didn't have any clean drawers or even basketball shorts, so I put these swim trunks on. It's been a minute since I've had time to do laundry.
I get pledging is taking up your time, but damn, swim trunks. That's what you've been reduced to. Why not just go commando?
Freeballing just feels weird to me.
Weirder than this. Boy, will you literally take your loud ass back to your room and fix this problem? Don't nobody want to hear that all night?
Good point. I'll be right back. Guess I'm going commando.
Kendrick, please don't be calling me about some bullshit. Hello?
Hey, I'm just calling to make sure you finish writing those community service proposal for Randy. He just called me and reminded me he wants them typo-free by 8 tonight.
And here's the bullshit. I forgot about those proposals. My line brother's going to be so pissed at me if I'm the one that gets us in trouble. What do I tell Kendrick here?
Tristan, did you hear me?
Yeah, so here's the thing. Between work at the admissions office, classes, and homework, I forgot all about the proposals.
Tristan, damn it. You know that's our ass.
I know, I'm sorry. All this shit and pledging is just a lot.
Dude, I know. I'm pledging, working, and going to school too. Shit.
You know what? I'll just call my dad and I'll tell him something came up. I'll work on the proposals tonight.
No, you won't. You made a commitment to your family. I'll just take care of it.
I can't let you do that.
It's already done. I gotta go. I got some work to do. I'll talk to you later.
But Kendrick. Okay, so remember the signal in case we have to bail early.
Boy, enough. You won't need it.
Denise.
Fine, I got you. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
Oh, corny does not look good on you.
Tristan and Denise. Y'all come on in.
Hey, Dad. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Mr. Garrison. Happy birthday. And thanks for inviting me to dinner.
Appreciate you both for the well wishes. And Denise, You're welcome here anytime. Now, Tristan, I know it's my birthday, but I have a surprise for you.
I know we're still getting to know each other and all, but I wish he knew how much I hate surprises. Okay then.
Don't worry, you'll like it. In fact, let me go make a call and see how far away the surprise is. Make yourself at home.
Ooh, a surprise? You think it's a new car?
I highly doubt that. Ugh, here comes Regina.
She was defending you the last time she saw you, so she'll probably be nice.
Doubt that, but okay.
Denise, you're still looking gorgeous, I see. You really do have great style.
Why, thank you, Mrs. Garrison. And I have to say, I absolutely love your new haircut. This bob is so cute on you.
Thank you, dear. I decided to switch it up a bit.
Okay, maybe Regina will be better today.
Tristan, I'm sure your dad is happy you made it tonight.
And there goes Regina, I know. I'm sure he is.
You know, if you're still looking for a barber in the area, I'm sure your dad can take you to his. In fact, why don't you ask him before you have to go to your next gathering?
Damn, I would have been less insulted if she just would have called me Dusty. I'm gonna take the high road here. Nah, since she wants to be petty, let's go there. I'll have to ask him about that. And you know, speaking of haircuts, my mom had the same bob years ago. I remember seeing her with it in a photo of her and my dad back when they were dating. Judging by Regina's cracked face, reminding her that my mom was with my dad first served its purpose.
I'm going to go check on dinner.
Did you really have to do that?
You heard her, she started it.
Who started what?
Jordan. What's up?
Not much. Hey, Denise.
Hey, Jordan. Good to see you.
You too. Now, what were you talking about? Did you and my mom get into it? I just saw her walk away.
As much as I can't stand that woman, I have got to do a better job of seeing her as Jordan's mom and not my sworn enemy. No. Well, not really. We're good. But look at you. Do you have a mustache? I mean, I knew you had some peach fuzz on your lip, but I don't remember it being this full.
Yeah, it's finally coming in. You know, my facial hair game was improving if you weren't so MIA lately.
Ouch. That makes me feel like a terrible brother. If only he knew why I've been MIA. But I'd still rather keep news of me pledging on the low. Well, with no one else knowing besides Denise. I can't risk my dad finding out and him running that information to my mom. She'd freak out. My bad, Jordan. I've just been caught up with school and stuff. But I haven't forgotten about you. I'm going to do better.
Okay, cool, cool. I'm going to hold you to that.
Lamont, nope. I'm going to enjoy this night off from Beta. Hey, Jordan, where are your sisters?
Again, bro? Our sisters? But Avery couldn't make it back from school, and Alana's upstairs. She'll be down soon.
Well, all right then.
Tristan, that should be your surprise. Hell, I'm glad you could make it.
Oh, this is my surprise? Now I do like this. I love Uncle Hemp.
Yeah, me too. And nephew, I must love you, because I just fought through about 2 hours worth of traffic to get here.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Uncle Hemp, my dad said he had a surprise. I didn't know it was you.
Well, I think that's why they call it a surprise. But I'm glad to see you. And who is that standing beside you? Did you switch teams on me?
No, Unc. I still like boys. This is my friend Denise.
It's nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too. And hey, little bit.
Unc, again. You really don't have to keep calling me that.
Yeah, yeah. Mustache and all, you'll still be a little bit to me.
And now, David, can I just have a few hours without having to deal with Beta?
Now, where are your sisters?
Avery isn't here, but Alana's upstairs.
What is she doing up there?
Alana! You come on down these stairs and say hi to your uncle.
And here comes Regina Jr.
Uncle Hemp, did you have to yell?
Well, good to see you too. The older you get, the more I see your mother. Don't worry, there's still time for those Garrison jeans to kick in.
But I don't look like Mom.
I know. Give it a minute. You'll get it.
Okay, everyone. Dinner is ready. Hemp, you made it, I see.
I did. I had to come and celebrate my nephew on his birthday. I also had to come and make sure Tristan felt welcome and comfortable this time around.
That boy is always welcomed here.
Yeah, like a bed bug. I just know tonight, Tristan won't be storming off.
I'm not sure what's going on here, but Hemp has officially become my favorite uncle.
Easy, Hemp. In fact, let's just go eat.
Good idea, Dad.
All right. And Regina, make sure you put the salt and pepper shakers by my plate. I'm sure I'll be needing them.
Hemp?
Oh, yeah. Please.
Now, Kindred, let me just see what they want. I'll join you all in just a second. Hello?
Ooh, thank God you answered this time. I know you with your dad and all, but Gavin called Lamont and said Big Brother Metamorphosis flew into town for the night. So unfortunately, we gotta meet for set tonight at 9.
Are you kidding me? I hate surprises. Seriously, it's already 8 and we haven't even sat down to eat yet. Plus my Uncle Hemp drove up.
Look, I get it. I'm just passing the message along.
I know.
Look, if you feel like you have to stay with your family, me and the guys will cover for you.
I can't ask you all to do that.
Look, you have a legit reason not to go tonight. Shit, we covered for David when he was allegedly sick, and we both know he just had a scratchy throat.
I'm not sure, Kendrick.
Well, just let me know what you decide soon.
Okay, we'll do.
Oh!
Shit, even my stomach doesn't like this news.
Tristan, you good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
If you say so. Well, I said I'd come and get you so we can say grace.
I just don't know what to do. I don't want to let my brothers down, and I'm not really that hungry anyway. On the other hand, it's my dad. It's Uncle Hemp. Fuck it. I'm choosing family tonight. Coming. Hey, Tavion Scott here. I appreciate you for listening. If you're a fan of what you hear, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. And if you're feeling generous, send a monetary gift my way. All right, until next time.